This is a warning. Everyone, please, listen here. It's about something that should be taken with fear. Something too terrible to even call by name. It's a dark figure that hasn't gotten much fame. There aren't many people who have heard of such things. No, it's not a unicorn flapping its two pretty wings. This isn't about a cute fuzzy creature, oh, that I wish it was so. Nor is it about a little baby boy who's getting ready to grow. This is an evil and scary tale that I doubt many people have heard. You might think that I'm crazy. Or maybe just absurd. But I can swear to this claim. I've seen it with my very own eyes. This is a completely true story, I swear. I've added no lies. This isn't a cute story that starts with once upon a time. Because if the sentence were true, I'd be old and I'd be blind. It's a story from just 3 years ago and only a few miles away. Some people might remember this event or even remember this day. A horse called Missy was giving birth in a Texas stable. Her rich owner awaited a baby. His ranch hands, they were able. Missy was a saint of a horse. Her owner thought her a grand mare. She had won many Texas awards. She had become very rare. The rich owner awaited the newborn. He wore a shiny smile of glee. It was bound to make him lots of money. Dollars for all he could see. Hours and hours passed, and all Missy did was lay in the hay. The rich owner sat and held her head. Would she have the baby that day? All sorts of reports began to emerge. They wanted to cover the event. But after 2 days, with no baby in sight, they all just packed up and went. That is, except poor little me, a reporter for a small town journal. I'd rather wait for Missy to have her baby than be with my boss, Mr. Colonel. Well, 6 days after Missy was due, a baby finally came out. I was sitting there in my car when I heard the horrific shout. But it wasn't a shout of glee or a shout saying, "The baby is here." No, it was a shout accompanied not by a laugh, but by a scream of fear. I dashed up to the barn as fast as I could to see what was the matter. And that's when I set my eyes on the rich owner. He was torn and in a tatter. Missy had indeed birthed the newborn, but it wasn't a cute baby horse. It was a gruesome creature that had attacked the owner with its fearsome, mighty force. I got a glimpse of the monstery beast before it vanished from my sight. Its weird shaped head was adorned with horns, and its teeth, oh, what a fright. I hurriedly wrote up an article which explained the entire scene, and I gave it to Mr. Colonel, who buried it way back on page 13. So I quit the journal. The story vanished away, never again to be read. And on lived this horrid creature, the thing that I most dread. And I'd like to tell you that you're safe, that the creature has been found. But that'd be lying. It's still at large. Right now, roaming this ground. The tale doesn't end here, though. There is quite a bit more. Because I spotted it once again, this massive, beastie boar. It happened just a few months back, while I was working on a farm, just plowing the field, feeding the cows, and doing very little harm. I'd stopped all my writing. I'd set down my pens, and I'd found a job on a farm where I tended to 3 cows and 2 hens. But enough about me. I need to continue the story, because what I have to tell you next is just plain old gory. It started out as a normal morning the second week in May. The cows were primed for milking, the hens, they were ready to lay. I walked out from the barn, an empty bucket in each hand, when I saw something terrible. Its pointy toenails dug into the sand. Standing straight as a board up on a hill under a big shady tree was something so horrible, it was almost unbearable for me to see. The beast didn't even blink, it stared me straight in the eye. Its shadow was cast across the tree. It looked so evil, so sly. As I looked closer at the beast, I was shocked at what I saw. There was blood dripping to the ground from its wide, gaping jaw. This carnivore had obviously found some warm, juicy food. I just hope it ate an animal instead of eating some dude. I glanced back at the barn to make sure the animals weren't around, and when I looked back toward the hill, it was gone without a sound. Gone forever? Vanished somewhere deep in the Texas hills? Where, I'll bet, with acute precision, the beast still silently kills. You can bet that I've tried desperately to spread the news about. I've called the cops. I tried the courts. I tried to scream and shout. But no one seems to listen. I've even tried to get back into news. But when I tell my story to the press, they think I'm on the booze. That's when it clicked. And I thought about something great. I never thought reading Dr. Seuss would change my fate. But I sure scared my son after yelling and tossing the book. I didn't even think about green eggs and ham or my son's dirty look. My idea, I thought with a little luck, might very well work. So right now I'm writing this poem with a hint of a sideways smirk. I'll send it off to everyone I know to warn them of the beast. If I'm lucky, I'll get some action, a little publicity at least. I can't stress enough how much everyone should take care. Be on the lookout for this creature. It's much bigger than a bear. If you spot this monster, hide your family and lock your doors. Bring in your cows and goats, anything that walks on all fours. This is my last effort to warn all of you of these dangers. I plead that you don't try to find it. Leave that to the rangers. So, I think you have one question now, and yes, I have named this thing. I constructed a pretty catchy name, and I think you'll like the ring. You might think it funny, but one look at this thing and you'd sure sink, because you wouldn't ever want to cross paths with the Great Texas Wobblefink.